Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
And we're talking about ghosts. Why, you ask? Well, because we learned this morning that most ghosts are men. And then Jennifer looked at me, and after we got rid of the, you know, the jokes, ha ha, ghosts are men, well, we want to haunt you because you nag us to death, ha ha ha. She's like, you know what we should do? We should talk to the people about ghost stories. And we have not got off the phone all morning.
You're going to blow a hole in your theory, though.
So if we're distracted, you're the reason why. What theory are you blowing a hole in?
If we nagged you to death, would that mean that you're tired of the nagging? Because I'll guarantee if you come back to the house and the wife's still alive and you're the husband and you're dead, she's going to nag you some more.
Well, all of these ghost stories should make Farwell a believer.
Oh,
that
please.
Alone should do it.
No, a ghost itself could land on the front of Farwell's car and say, "Here I am, woo!" and put the car through their body, and Farwell'd still be like, "Nope, nope, no."
I just tend to see the world in three dimensions. That's all.
How many dimensions do you see it? If you see it in ghostly ways,
more than three.
Oh,
or less.
I don't. You're talking science now. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. You want to just hear another story from one of our listeners? Because the phones have been ringing nonstop.
Yeah, I like believers.
All right. Country1067.com, by the way, takes you to our Facebook fan page. Some stories have been shared there, but we like to hear them. And
I bet you don't even know what an orb is, do you? You don't? No.
Of course I do.
519-741-1067.
Shakespearean theater. The orb. It was.
Hello, who is this?
My name's Chris. I actually got two.
Boy, you're a lucky guy. Got visited by two ghosts.
A friend of mine years ago, his brother was killed in an automobile accident, and every time you'd go over there on his brother's birthday, you could see his figure at the top of their stairs in their house.
Everybody? Or just you?
No, everybody.
Wow, whoa.
Everybody can see him. And then the other one was a house that me and my dad used to rent. A guy was apparently killed in it, and we had this big, thick dictionary, and this figure appeared and picked the book up and sat it on the table in front of my dad.
Was your dad a well-read man? Maybe the ghost is trying to send him a message.
I don't know. All I know is that it floated in midair, but you could see something like it was like a glow.
Crazy.
I guess with the first ghost that only appeared on his birthday, at least he wasn't wearing his birthday suit. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see him.
That's true. That's true.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I have seen a ghost. I lived in a house in Cambridge, and not long after I moved in, I would have a reoccurring dream of a very large man standing at the end of my bed watching me sleep. And I would wake up, and he would still be standing there.
God!
The first time I had the dream, it took me probably 45 minutes to an hour to actually rationalize with myself. There was nobody in my house.
Oh my gosh. How did you ever sleep?
Yeah.
Eventually
I got used to it.
Did you feel like he had good energy or bad energy?
Bad, 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 bad.
Oh my God, Amanda. I would have been out of that flipping house so quick. You're brave.
My dog helps.
That helps
that
too.
Dogs, yeah, dogs.
Thanks for the call this morning, Amanda.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Earl.
Hey, Earl, do you have a ghost story for us?
I do.
All right, go for it.
So, a few years ago, I guess it's a lot of years ago, my kids were about grade one, grade two. They kept telling us there's a lady watching them in their bedroom as they play. We would go check it out. There's nobody there. There's nobody outside the window. We couldn't find anything at any time. And it kept happening. Finally, they said, the lady's sitting on the dresser. And we put it down to, okay, it's a ghost watching the kids. It's all good. The kids weren't scared. We're okay. We eventually moved out of that house, and my in-laws started doing the Ancestry.com thing.
Yes.
They started going through pictures of what they found with us, and my daughter goes to my other daughter, hey, look, it's the lady that watched us.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my wife's grandmother.
Wow.
They've never met, right? She's in England. She passed away before my kids were born. But they recognized her from the picture when they did the Ancestry.com.
This is Joanne. My spouse, I've been with him for 6 years now, and at the beginning I thought it was kind of weird. Like, I always believed, but I wasn't, like, convinced, right? I thought maybe he's just hearing things. One time to confirm that it's not fake, we were at my high school reunion, and one of my girlfriends that he's never met, I don't even talk about her because we don't see each other very often, she was there with her mom, and I was talking to her mom. When I came back to the table, he said, that lady you were speaking to, he said, the white-haired older lady? I said, yeah. He said, she's a widow, isn't she? I says, yeah, actually twice. I said, why? He said, because somebody's standing behind her, that's short and stubby.
So
I said, that's her first husband.
Your husband is like Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Ghost. She can see, he can see all of the spirits.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me? And he goes, no, it's a short man, short and stubby, and he's standing right behind her. And I'm going, oh my God, I've never spoken about that family to him.
Wow, did like, you tell her?
So weird. Yeah, I told her, and she started to cry, and her kids were there too, and they started to cry because they were so happy that he was still around, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, it was a beautiful moment.
Comforting.
Yep, yep. So I'm a true believer, that's for sure.
It's Kevin calling. So going back, I guess it would have been, I was about 10 years old, and I used to vacation with my friend and his family in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So they would rent this big, like mansion was the best way to describe it. And from the beach, you could see on the top of the house, like a, almost like a lighthouse, like it was a room with windows all the way around. But from inside the house, you couldn't access it. Like there's this one stairway about shoulder width, and it had like a trap door stopping you from going up the stairs. So the one day we decide we're going to come up from the beach. So we found a screwdriver in a junk drawer, and we took the screws out of the hinges of this trap door because it had a lock on it. And we went up, and as we're climbing up, we start hearing humming, like singing. And we peer around like a knee wall, and it was a playroom, like a magnetic board with magnetic letters on it.
Creepy.
And like a rocking chair and dolls. And then there was a little girl about our age, and she turned around from sitting in a chair and asked us if we wanted to play.
Oh,
so
God.
You actually saw the ghost in physical form.
So then, years later, we didn't tell anybody. We thought we'd get in big trouble for having gone up there. We replaced the screws. This was it. We never spoke of it again. We were about 25 years old. We were having a Christmas dinner. The topic of the cottage came up years later. And his parents said, did you guys know that when we were there, we never told you this, but like the little girl drowned out front of the cottage? Like these people actually lived there at the time, and they moved. That's why it was up for rent.
Jeepers.
So,
true story.
Years
later, we found this out.
To add to the true story, Kevin, I'm leaving this weekend for my motorcycle trip, and Old Orchard Beach is my second stop.
Seriously.
Go to the haunted house.
I haven't been there in years. It's a great place.
Now I don't want to go.
You do. You do want to go.
Are you sure?
Well, if you're going to Old Orchard, seriously, go onto the beach and walk towards one of the ways. You'll see the giant black house. It'll still be there. I guarantee it.
Okay.
It's within a kilometer of Old Orchard Beach.
I now have a mission.
I'm going to find it.
I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to creep the hell out of Jennifer when I get back.
It doesn't creep me out. I'm open to the ghosts.
Giant flat black house right on the beach. It'll still be there. I guarantee it.
Kevin, thanks for the call this morning.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.